And that's the parasha in the Torah. That when Eidechot says you owe money, you have to swear that you do not owe the money, so Eidechot can be mechayv you, like we darshan. But an Eidechot is strong enough to be mechayv that makes enough of a doubt to Bezdin that you have to swear. If so, Eidim should mechayv you a moment. When two Eidim say that Reuven knows Shimon $100, that it's much stronger, that Reuven has to pay the money. Ein Eidin, isn't it for sure a svara shemechayv is a shvua? That in the case of a moedim mixas, in the case with the Eidim, are saying you owe half the money, that you're going to have to swear on the other $50. So that's the Kavu Chayma from an Eidechot. Samor says no, I'll tell you there's a big difference. Ma li Eidechot shekein amash hu meyid hu nishpa. An Eidechot has the Milo on what he says. That's what he has to swear. In other words, the Eidechot says to Reuven, you owe $100. So what does Reuven have to swear if he wants to get away with it? He has to swear he does not owe the $100. But on what the Eidechot says, since he made such a big doubt, he has to swear because you said it. But to Yom HaBiedim, you Rabbi Chia, what do you want to say? When two Eidim said you owe $50. So what do we want now you to swear? Shalma Shekofer Hu Nishpa. We don't want you to swear about these $50. Because what the Eidim say, for sure, we believe the Eidim. You have to pay the money. What we want you to swear is on the other $50. So that you don't see the Eidechot. By Eidechot, you don't see that it makes you swear on something he doesn't ask for. And Eidechot, you only have to swear against exactly what the Eidechot said. But here, by two Eidim, you want to say, when the two Eidim say you owe 50. Again, Reuven says you owe him $100. And you say you owe nothing. And two Eidim say you owe 50. So you want to make him swear on the other $50 that the Eidim are not talking about. So who said that? So again, where's Reb Chiya's Kal V'Chayma? So Gemara answers, Elo Omer Rav Papa says like this, O Asya Mi Gilga Shvua Di Eidechot. Reb Chiya makes the Kal V'Chayma from the parasha of Gilgul Shvua by an Eidechot. In other words, if an Eidechot says you owe $100, so luckily you have to swear. Now once you have to swear for this money that the Eidechot is saying on, if we have any other doubts, that maybe he owes you some other money, that's the side of Gilgul Shvua, we could cause you to swear on these other things also. Like Rashi says, in Nischayev Lo Shvua Idei Eidechot, Kedi Amrinan. Like the Eidechot says, you owe $100. Voisol of Taina Cheres. So Reuven complains against Shimon that you owe me $100 and I have an Eidechot. Now Reuven also says, you owe me $50 from last year.
And on those $50, he doesn't have an Eidechot. So really, he didn't have to swear to him. That's a clown. Now once you have to swear to me, because I have an Eidechot on these $100, I could cause you to swear on any other taina that I have also. And the Gemara Kedush learns it out from a pasuk, there's such a yisoid of Gilgul Shvua. But I call upon him, Gilgul Shvua means like we could cause you to swear another thing, because once you have to swear to me anyway, now the second thing that I cause, that's not what the Eidechot is saying on. So you see, there's a Shvua of an Eidechot even on what he does not say. So that's the Kal V'Chayma. Mal, yeah, from Lenach from the Gilgul Shvua, you see by an Eidechot, that's not strong enough to mechayiv mammon. Still, when he makes you swear $100, you have to swear another money also. So when two Eidim say that you owe $50, since they're strong enough to be mechayiv, you have to pay that money, for sure you're going to have to pay swear on the other $50. So Mor says, no, Mal, Gilgul Shvua, the Eidechot, shekein Shvua, Karera Shvua. There's a new svar over there. It's because the first Shvua is midiraisa. And Rashi says, Shekein Shvua, one Shvua causes another Shvua. Rashi says, Achalei Chayva Shvua, Elo Amash, Eid Le Chayva Shvua Elo Mashahayid. That really an Eidechot only makes you swear against what he says exactly. So the Eidechot says you owe 100, you have to swear against that 100. Now, we have Shvua, Gerera Shvua. The one Shvua, once you have to swear, that Shvua has a din to it, it could cause you to swear another one. It's not the Eidechot, it's the Shvua that drags along another Shvua. But to Yom HaBiedim HaLolu, Shechamishim Sheidim, Hei Mechai Benoit Selishalim. When these two Eidim say, yo, $50, shine, you have to pay those $50. V'yein kan Shvua, there's no Shvua right now. Ligror al Yodah Shvua al Hashar, to cause you to cause another Shvua. You don't have another Shvua, you don't have any Shvua here to cause another one. So again, you can't learn out two Eidim from the case of a Gilgul Shvua of an Eidechot. Is the kids and Eidechot is mechayiv you to swear against what he says. That we don't have by two Eidim. I did a Gilgul Shvua. So Gemara is saying that's because since there's a Shvua here already, this Shvua draws along another Shvua. But by two Eidim on the $50, you don't have any Shvua, you have to pay it. So there's nothing to draw along a second Shvua. Maybe you don't have to swear for some Eidim and Mixas.
The Gemara says, "Tiyama be Edim. The moment come mechayvei. Edim are mechayvei to pay money. There's no shvua. So again, where's Rav Chiya's kal v'chayma? How do we know you have to swear for this type of a moed v'miksas?" So Gemara says on this, "I'll tell you piv yachiyach. That piv shows us. The Rashi says moed v'miksas ataina. She'al masha koyfer u'piv lehoydu hunishpa. In the regular case, why say you owe me 100 and you would admit you owe me 50? So you have to swear to me on the other 50." So you see, you have to swear on what you're not saying. So that's piv yuchiach. So therefore, I learn out to wait him from piv. So Moshe says, no, we slugged it up already. Mal piv shkenenu b'hachosha. Like we said before, piv has the milo that two edim can go against what you admit. But two edim could go against two edim. So there's a din hachosha by two edim, but there's no din hachosha by piv. So you can learn out edim from piv. So Moshe says, on this eidechot yuchiach. That an eidechot, even though there's a parasha of hachosha, that an eid could go against another eid, but still you have to swear against the eidechot. Eidechot yuchiach, that sheyeshnu b'hachosha, an eidechot has a parasha of hachosha, another eid could go against him, still u'mechayev shvua, but still an eidechot is strong enough to mechayev shvua. So for sure, two eidim should be mechayev shvua. So Gemara says again, no. I tell you, mali eidechot, shekein amash meyit hu nishpa, or like we said before, an eidechot has a milo on the $100 that he says you owe, that's it, that's what you have to swear against. Because he says it. Tiyama b'edim, mashaykin, how could you learn out from, how could you say b'edim that you want to learn out, amash kofru nishpa, that you want him to swear on the other $50 what the two eidim are not saying upon. So you can't learn this out from an eidechot. To aid them, say you owe 50, that you have to pay, there's no shvua. We want you to swear on the other 50. How can we make you swear on the other 50? So this Gemara says, piv yachiyach. This time alone, piv will tell us though, piv yachiyach. That a moed v'miksas, you have to swear on the other 50. So what's the pshat? The Gemara ends off, that v'chozer hadin. True, from either one by itself we can't learn out, but we'll learn out from all these three cases together. We'll learn out from piv, from eidechot, from gilgashvua, we'll learn out all together. Really from piv and eidechot. And therefore, v'chozer adin, that lo roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like that. For lo roi zeh k'roi zeh, and this is not like that. So, in other words, each one has a chum, each one has a kula. Hatzara shabashabim, what's the common denominator here? What are they both equal upon? An eidechot and piv. Shayidei tainu kfira, that you're asking for something, and the other one is being kofra, denying it. Hein boyin v'nish v'nishpa. Therefore, you have to swear, an eidechot also. I say you owe me 100, you said nothing doing, and have an eidechot. Piv also. So you see, when there's a toin v'nitin, when I ask you for money, and your kofa, you disagree, you have to swear. Is afani yavi edim, therefore I'll bring edim also. Shayidei tainu kfira hem boyim. That is also called a tainu kfira hem boyim. And therefore v'nishpa, therefore you'll have to swear. So v'kitza, make this zehad, tzara shavah shabim, both together, edechod and piv. Rashi says, tainu kfira, zeh toin v'zeh kofa hem boyim ladin. That's all the complaints here. Reuven says, you owe me 100. Shimon says, I owe you nothing. So that's the din Torah. Since so, just like by an eidechot and piv, there's a chiyuv shvua. The same thing in Edom also. When Edom come and say, you owe $50, so also a kal v'chomer shvara, you're going to have to pay, swear on the other $50. So Mar still says, no. Mal yatzara shavashabim, shekein lehuch sakafran. The tzara shavashabim by piv, and by an eidechod, we don't know for sure you're a kofi yet. We don't know for sure you're a liar. Like Rashi says, l'huch sakafran, amasha kofreina much sakafran. What you denied so far, we do not know for sure you're a liar. Because shem alechichesh, maybe not lying. Shredein anemalachish alachzik akafran. Well, what happened here again? Even in the case of an eidechod, Reuven told Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, nothing new, I don't owe you the money. Even though Reuven brings an eidechot to say to Shimon that you owe me the $100, but the eidechot is not nemen bavadai, and the eidechot can only make a suffix by mammon. So we still are not sure yet that Shimon's a liar. So that's why we make Shimon swear. The same thing by piv. I say you owe me 100, and you admit you only owe me 50. Now on the other 50, we don't know for sure you're lying. We don't know for sure you're a liar yet. Therefore, we make you swear. But to Yom HaBi'edim, Agrashi says, but when two Edim say to you, as you said you owe zero, and two Edim say no, for sure you owe $50, Shemiyacha Shekofer HaKil, you said you owe nothing, they midu alechamishim, and they say you owe $50, Huch Sakafran, on these $50 you're a complete liar. If so, maybe v'loy neman aminu ala shvua, then we have this svara, since you're Huch Sakafran, maybe we won't believe you to swear. So then it's wrong to say that when two Edim say you're $50 and you deny the other money, the other 50, we won't let you swear on the other 50. So you can't learn out that there's a chiyuv shvuah by Edim from the case of Tiv and Eid Echot. There there's no Huchsa Kafron, here there's a case of Huchsa Kafron. So Mor says, Uveidim mi Huchsa Kafron, no, even by Edim. Is he really called a Huchsa Kafron? I've Omar Ravidi Baravim. Ravidi Baravim said like this. Omar Rav Chizda, name of Rav Chizda, HaKoif b'milva, if somebody is Koifer on a milva, as I say you owe me money, I'll lend you $100, and you're Koifer, you deny it, and even though we find out that you're really a liar, still Kosher Liedis. Still the locher is, we don't say you're a Huchsa Kafron, we say you're Kosher Liedis. We'll soon see why. But b'fikodin, but in a case where I gave you something to watch, and I asked for it back, and you say it was stolen from you, your potter, and really you yourself have it, then Kosher Liedis. Then over there, Taki Apostoliatus. So what's the difference? So Rashi says, HaKoifu b'milvom, b'in ha'kula b'in ha'miksa, so bo eidem v'yidu, achle nishpa, koshaliatus. V'leir mina gazanhu, v'ater ram atoshas roshay, we don't say you were Russia. T'chivan the milvom etzon, because the case is like this. True, you borrowed the $100, but the milvom, the money, you're allowed to use, you're allowed to spend it. So therefore we say, dilma tzorach loitziyah. Maybe you had to spend the money. So right now you have no money left. This sovereign, you thought like this. Ah, the heavily zuzer pranilei. Again, I'm just pushing you off. Like that I'm saying now, I don't owe you money. I don't really mean to lie that I really don't owe you. I just mean to say, listen, I have no money. I'm broke now. Leave me alone. But of course, I expect to pay you back later. So that's why if you're kaifa b'milva, you're not called a rasha. Like you're ktas mari heti, you don't really mean to lie. You just mean to push him off because you don't have the money right now. Mashenken by pikodin. There you're holding my object. So if you're holding my object, what right do you have to say it was stolen from you when really you're holding it? And that's only because you're Russia. Therefore, you hook the kafran by a pikodim, then we take a say you're Russia. So I call upon him here, we're talking about a milva. Again, that Reuven told Shimon, I lent you $100. Shimon answers back and says, he didn't lend me a penny. Now, Edim say, we know that for sure you lent at least $50. So even though we find out now that you lied on these $50, again, you're not called a Russia. We would let you swear on the other $50. Because it's not called a complete Russia, because we say all you meant to do was just to push him off. You didn't mean a complete lie. That's not called a Russia. Therefore, we would let you swear to see if you really owe the other $50 or not. So therefore, there's no kasha. So Mar says, rather, Ela Porachoch, this is the kasha I have. Mali atzara shavashabim, shekein eina b'teres hazoma. There's no pasha of hazoma by Eidechot or by Teh. There's no pasha of Eidim Zomimim. It's only by two Eidim. By an Eidechot, it's not Mechayev Yomom. There's no pasha of Eidis hazoma. To Yoma B'Edim, Ashenk, in the Pasha of two Edim, she yeshna b'teres hazoma. We know by two Edim, there's a Pasha of Edim Zemimim. It's Shaykh Edim Zemimim. The Rashi L'shalom Knas, the Kasha Zomam. The Edech, the Rashi Zashuzim, Potter, Upiv, Gabi, Yodor, Kol Shechen, L'shaykh Yazoma. Ashenk, in Edim, there's a Pasha of Edim Zemimim. So we're into something like Kasha, that is not a Kasha. We have B'chiyah, teres hazoma, Leporach. B'chiyah, this Pasha is not a Kasha. Rashi holds, "Ain't the chashuv loy pircha? It's not called such a big pircha. T'chiv and the edechod yeshna bazama levat ledusoi keedis shnei edim. Just means when not by edechod. If another aid would come and say money who yisem, savada the first aid would be possible. It's only we don't make the first aid pay the kenas. But our call upon him is in the pasha of aid zemim. It's like hachosha. So therefore, since it's shayach this type of hachosha bazama by an edechod, that's all nichlam that mahatzad that." Eidechot also has a zoma, and still Eidechot is mechayev yishvua. So if so, who are then Eidim will also be mechayev yishvua. So Mar says, okay, but elo de koma. But what did Rav Chiya mean to say when he said the elo de koma v'tana tuna? He wanted to bring a proof on our first mishnah of shnayim malchus metalus. What kind of proof did he bring here? The elo de koma v'tana tuna mi dami. What's one have to do with the other? I tell you the big difference. Hosam lemilva is leisadi leloive les leisadi lemasik leiv lemidi. That over there the malva has edim, the leiva doesn't have any edim at all. Lemasik leiv lemidi. In other words, Reuven says that Shimon you owe me $100, and now Reuven has two edim that Shimon owes him $50. On the other $50, Shimon doesn't have any proof at all. So maybe. Maybe that's why you have to swear. Do you have a lay saddle loiva, le masik le midi, le boy rebchil eshtabuye? So therefore, but let's say this loiva would also have edim, that he does not owe the other $50. So of course he would not have to swear. In other words, Reuven comes with two Eidim that Shimon owes him $50. And Shimon also has two Eidim that the other $50 he does not owe. So for sure, Shimon will not have to swear. Rabbi Chiya only says you have to swear when Reuven has two Eidim, you owe me $50. And on the second $50, we don't have any Eidim at all. That's when you have to swear. But now, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? But in our Mishnah, though, Avahocho kihechi the anan sadi bahai anan sadi bahai. So you can't bring any proof in our Mishnah by the shnayim merchus and batalis. You want to say since the merchus is holding on to the talis, that's like a proof, like edus, that part of it belongs to you. But the same way the first one has this edus, the same way the second one has the edus also. So if so, this is not a case of like meidim mixas to bring your proof that edim could cause a case of meidim mixas. Say you have to swear. So how is Reb Chiya bringing a proof from our Mishnah? There's no proof from our Mishnah. The Kecher, our Mishnah has to be a new Yisalag, as I said before, a new Tekonat Rabbanon, why you have to swear. But not a derisive din of Moedib Mixas. Because just like the first one has an Edis on his side, the second one has Edis on his side. So there's no proof then. So it must sound like this. And still our Mishnah says you have to swear. So what does Reb Chiya mean to say I'll bring a proof from our Mishnah? From our Mishnah there's no proof to this Yisoid that to raid them can make it into a Moedim Mixas. Smara says true. Eloki itma batana tuna. You know what we meant to say, we'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. A'idach Reb Chiya. On a different halacha altogether about Reb Chiya. A different halacha. True, from this first Chiddush of Reb Chiya, that Edim could make it into a Moedim Mixas, we're not bringing a proof from our Mishnah. But we're bringing a proof to a different din of Reb Chiya. We're not like this. The Yom Rabbi Chiya said, "Monali biyodcha. If I come and Reuven tells Shimon you have $100 of mine, V'alo Yom and the other one says, "Ein lecha biyodi el nunzus. I only owe you $50. Sehelech. And here is the $50. I'm giving it to you back right now. Chayif. You should know. In such a case, you have to swear on the other $50. My time. So in other words, that I still consider the case of Moedib Mixas Hataina. So Rashi speaks out that the Chiddush is Helich. When I say Helich means here takes the money. If, again, Reuven says you owe me $100. And Shimon says, no, I only owe you $50. And here's the $50. So the Chiddush of Chiyur is that you still have to swear on the other $50. And we do not say, like, since I pay you the $50, it should be considered as if you're not even asking for these 50. So maybe we should be considered as if you're only asking me for the second 50. And on the second 50, he's a Kaif Rakhil. So maybe you won't have to swear. That's the Chiyuv Chiddush now. That even though the person is like giving you back the money, so like right now you have the money, you have 50. So really all you're asking for is for another 50. And on the second 50, he's a Kaif Rakhil. We don't look at it that way. Still we consider as if it's considered a Moedib Mixas HaTainam, and still we look as if the Tainam was for $100. And you're only admitting to $50. Therefore you have to swear. That's Reb Chiya's Chiddush of Helich. So this the Gemara says now, on this Vatana Tuna, and this we bring a proof from our Mishnah. Vatana Tuna, that the Mishnah says, Shnayim Merchus and Batalis, two people holding on to the Talis. For Yehoch in the case of our Mishnah, Kivun the Tofe, since each one is holding on to part of the Talis, Anan Sadi, we take on, like we believe like Edim. Tamai, the Tofe is Helichu. Whatever the person is holding is like Helich. Ogatonian still is learned, Yishova, still you have to swear. So that's the proof in our Mishnah, that even though it's like Helich, even though you have it already, still it's considered like a Moedim Mixasaina, that you have to swear. So we'll soon see, L'chur Tzakasha, if we're still coming on now that the Tophis is like a good, it's a Helich, you have it, but still it's like Edom here. So L'chur Tzakasha should still be like we asked before in the first Reb Chiya. What's the Raya you have to swear from our Mishnah though? L'chur and our Mishnah, they're Edom both ways. So we'll soon see from the Gemara later. Now, the Vatana Tuner is the din of Helich, that even though here in the Mishnah also, the part that you're holding is considered like you have it already, so you're not asking for that. You're only asking for the rest of the Talis. Still though, since he admits though, that what he's holding like belongs to him, so that's considered like a Moedib Mixas. Now the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes says, you should know Helich Potano, in the case where I ask you for $100, and you say back to me, here's 50, so you put, you don't have to swear on the second half. My time, what's the reason? Kivun di omalei helich, since he says, here is the money, hani zuzi de komoidi de gavayu, command and lokot lu malve domi. It is as if the malve has the money already. In other words, bina chamishim hu ho loimoidi. So now we consider as if the malve has already his first $50. So really, what is the malve asking for? Only for the second 50. On the second 50, the kaifa bakayo. So therefore, he doesn't have to swear. So Rosh Hashanah says, in the case of Heluch, here is the money right now, here's the $50, that's not called the Moedim Mixas. Hilkach Lekko Hedoris Mixas Atayna, it's not called the Hedoris Mixas Atayna. So Morris says, according to Rosh Hashanah, if so, Kashi Mastisim, according to Kashi Namishnah. Our Mishnah just brought a riot to Rabbi Chiya, that it's a case of Heluch, and still you have to swear. So Molech Rosh Hashanah answers back, no, Masnisim Takonas Chachomim hi. The reason why you have to swear in our Mishnah is because of the new Takonas Chachomim. Like we said before, Rashi says, "V'loy mishum ha'doy seidim." Look, v'achir liyelak, we have the kasha already. Eidim can't be the pshat in our Mishnah to make it into a moed v'mixas, because of the Eidim, we say the svara, "Ki echid yanan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai." Like we asked this kasha before, what b'chol is the right to Rabbi Chiya is even the second shot. But now the Shesh is asked this for kasha like. The Rashi speaks out. And the Mishnah is not because of the Anan Sari, the Eidim, make it into a Moedim B'Mixas. Because the same way you have a Moedim Mixas for one, you have a Moedim Mixas for the second one. So, what do you have to swear in our Mishnah? Elamai, it's Nuta Kotz Chomim. That we'll soon see. Shloi Hekulech, Horech, Batelke, Batelisa, Shechad Eiroi. That's why you have to swear in our Mishnah. So, Mor says, the Iduch, what's Shon Reb Chiya? In, Reb Chiya also admits, Ta'akonas Chachomim hi. Avada, the reason why you have to swear in our Mishnah is because of Atchonas Chachomim. We don't want everybody to go and grab away somebody else's talis. Omiya, but Reb Chiya says like this. Iyam with Bishlem and Midi Raisa. Heilich Chayiv. If in the case of Heilich, when the guy pays you up, still is considered like a Moed B'Mixas, that you have to swear. If so, Misakni Rabbanin Shvua, Kiyain Di Raisa. So now Midi Rabbanin, though, we look at the case of our Mishnah as if it's considered like a Moed B'Mixas. Rashi says, Kleima Gabi Shvua Di Raisa, going by Dois Mixas, we look at our Mishnah the same way. Ela, but Iyam, if you want to tell me, Midiraisa Heilich Potter, that Midiraisa, whenever you return the money. Right now, there's no tainer on that. So, your Potter, there's no Moedim Mixas. If so, Misakni Rabbonin Shvua, the Lesse Kavosi Midiraisa. Is it possible to have a Shvua Midirabbonin that we don't have such a Shvua like that in Midiraisa? That you don't have. So, that was Reb Chiya's Raya. That's true. And now, a Mishnah, maybe it can't be a Shvua Midiraisa. Because of the reason we said before. Just like he has Eidim, the other one also has Eidim. So it's not a Shvu Midiraisa. But I call upon him, if Heilach is Chayiv a Shvu Midiraisa, when you don't have like two parts of Heilach, we only have it one way, so then it's good here in our Mishnah, Midirabbanan, you have to swear, even though you have the Heilach both ways. But it has to start off that Heilach is Chayiv, that's what Reb Chiya brought away from our Mishnah. So therefore it's good, Avad Reb Chiya Shvu is only Midirabbanan. And but the pshat is even with Rabbanan you wouldn't have to swear only if Heilich is Chayiv. So Kopan, there's a good raya that Heilich is Chayiv. So the Tosafot speaks out according to the first Reb Chiya, if we want to bring a raya from our Mishnah that Adois Edim is Mechayiv Shuv Moed B'Mixas, that the Gemara says you can't bring any proof at all from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah there are Edim both ways, so there's no Chiya Shuv as Moed B'Mixas. I guess the question though, so even with the Rabbanim, why should you have to swear? So Tosafot said that's not a kasha. With the Rabbanim, we understand why you have to swear, because since each one is a tofas, that's considered like he's a moida. That's considered like he's admitting that he belongs to the other person. So forget about the pasha of Edis, but that with the Rabbanim, it looks like a regular moida b'mikzas hataina. Mashenkin, the second rai is good. But if you're going to tell me the case of Heilich is potter from a shvua, so on what you're holding on to the talis, it's like you have it already. So if we consider what you're holding on to like it's yours, so there's no Moed B'Mixas at all in our Mishnah, so then why should you have to swear? So why should the Rabbanan be Mishakan Eshrua? That the Rabbanan is not Mishakan Eshrua unless it's Kain the Deiraisa. So that's what he's right in our Mishnah, that when you're Moed B'Mixas and you pay it up right now, like in our Mishnah, you're holding on to the talis, and the part that you're holding on to is yours, what's in your hand is yours, you're keeping it already, that's also considered like a Moed B'Mixas. See, even though Midiraisa, you wouldn't have to swear in our Mishnah, because there's a Moedim Mixas both ways, there's no Shvua Midiraisa, but our Kolponim, the Rabbonim made a Shvua Kain Midiraisa. Like in the Rabbonim, it looks as if only one way. But our Kolponim, Rabbi Chiya holds, that if Heilich would be Potter, there wouldn't be a Mokam to have a Chiya Shvua in our Mishnah. The advice is Rosh Hashanah holds, not like that, Rosh Hashanah holds, even though Heilich is Potter, our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Shvua Moedim Mixas. Our Mishnah is a new Takonim of the Rabbanin, Stam, Shlo Yehekalev, or Shlo Yehekalodim Heluch, Patek, but at least Shosh Chabeiri. Therefore, as Shesh is told, the Mishnah Shua is Stam Shua of the Rabbanin. This the Gemara says, Meisfei. Now we're going to bring whole kashis if we hold from Yisrael of Heluch, or we don't hold from Yisrael of Heluch. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yes, we're holding now Daf Dalid Amid Beis. We just got finished learning the sugya of Halach. So as a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya said that even in the case of Halach, still you hachayev eshua of Moed v'miksas. And Rosh Hashanah was the one that said, no, Halach is potter. Now again, exactly what was Halach? That Halach is, if Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, Halach, here is $50. So it's a chiddush. Rashi, like it learns, Halach means that lohitzeisim v'heim shalachol b'chol mokum. Rashi learns here means even by a milvah, that Shimon says, listen, I only took $50 from you, and the $50 I took from you are still around, I never used them. So therefore they belong to you wherever they are. That's the way Rashi learns. The Gro brings down, others argue and say no, that by halvo it's considered lohitzonitna, it's not considered like it's here. And therefore, in other words, if you don't hand the money back, you like just say, wherever the money is, go and take it, that's not enough. Where can you say that's only by Pikadim where the Chepetz is around? But I call upon him, the Svar of Halach we said was that since the money is here being returned right now, so we look as if that's $50 and not the question. So even though Reuven asked for 100,